Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi. My name's Priscilla Martin. I live in Lenox. And, excuse me, we're looking for some kind of service. Your service is like you come into the home and help, right?
Yeah, this is a home care agency, ma'am. Did you need home care services?
Pardon me?
This is a home care agency, ma'am. Did you need home care services?
Yeah, I think so. Coming up, yeah. I want to interview your company, sort of.
Okay. What county do you reside in?
I live in Lititz.
And what county is that in, ma'am?
Lancaster.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Priscilla Martin.
One second, Ms. Martin. Ms. Martin, what's your date of birth?
January 27, 1937.
Okay, and exactly what is it that you need assistance on? Talk to me a little bit about what you're looking to get help on.
I'm sorry, could you slow down a little? I have a hearing problem. I'm not hearing exactly.
What do you need help around your house with?
Okay, well, right now, today, we don't because we have two helpers. But the time's coming up that soon that we're going to need somebody. So I'm interviewing a couple different companies to see what their service is. I would need general help to begin with, like going for groceries, driving someplace, that kind of work, or a little bit of housework. And then as it goes on, there's me and my husband, and we both have a problem. So as the time goes on, we would need more help, for instance, taking pills maybe, or I don't know, that kind of help.
And are you currently receiving home care right now with another agency, or this is going to be your first time applying for services?
I have two girls, my niece actually and a friend, that come in every week to help me. So I'm using that. But my niece, one of the people who are coming in here, used to work for Home Instead. So she laid out it for me exactly what, you know, these agencies do. So I pretty much know that.
Okay, great. All right, Ms. Priscilla, what kind of health insurances do you have?
Health insurance. Well, I have Medicare and I have HOP, health option as a supplement.
Do you have Medicaid?
Yeah, Medicare. I have Medicare. And health option program.
Okay, and does it cover home care services?
I don't know, but I don't care if it does or not. If it doesn't, I'll pay it.
So you're a private pay patient, correct?
Well, I don't know yet because I didn't look it up. I don't know if my insurance covers it or not. I'm going to have to look it up.
Right. So Medicaid usually covers this? And some HMOs?
I don't have Medicaid. I have Medicare.
But you asked me to tell you which other covers it. So Medicaid is one of them.
Oh, I
and,
see.
and some other HMOs. I'm not sure if your HMO covers it, but you do have to get a hold of them and ask them if it does, okay? So would you like me to submit the referral as a private pay patient so we could get you the help you need now until you figure that insurance thing out?
Well, I just like to know exactly what your services are.
Personal care.
And
so anyone to assist you in your home with your daily living. Bathing, medication reminders, cleaning, like housework, meal prepping, laundry, running errands, dishes.
All right.
Prepping
if
meals.
If you need some of that help but not others, is that available? Can you do that? Do you
well,
have
what kind
to
of
use
help?
Your... Do you have to use your services for a certain amount of days a week, or is
it's
it every day?
It's a 3-hour daily minimum. You could choose any day of the week you like, but there's a 3-hour daily minimum.
Okay.
And it's $35 an hour.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where's your company located?
One Winding Drive. It's in Philadelphia, PA. We're licensed in Lancaster.
I see. And where do your workers, are your workers from Lancaster County, or how do you do that?
Workers can be from Lancaster or neighboring counties as long as they're willing to travel. And Ms. Priscilla, what's your address?
125D as in David, East Main Street, Lititz, Lititz, PA, 17543.
So that's 125D as in David, East Main Street. How do you spell Lititz?
Lititz.
Got it. And the zip code is 17543.
That's correct.
Okay.
Can you send me some information in the mail?
Do you go online? I could send you to the website if you like. It's Family First Care. Do you want to write it down?
I'll tell you what. When I'll have my, the girl that helps me, when she comes in, I'll have her get that for you because I'm not too good with my phone.
Okay, that's fine. And also, what's your husband's name?
Horace, H-O-R-A-C-E.
And Martin is the last name?
Yeah, Horace H. Martin III.
Okay, and his date of birth?
March 10th, 37.
Okay, and what's a good number to reach you guys? Is it this one on my call ID, the 717?
Yeah, this is the only one. 7175. You got it?
And Priscilla, how many days a week are you needing care?
Well, as I said, I don't know now.
Because
I don't really have... what do people usually begin at, the number of days?
Well, it depends on what you need. So, like, let's say you and your husband needed some personal care, like bathing, dressing, grooming.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you needed some help, you know, getting Horace in and out the shower, getting him bathed, or even yourself, you know, you might want to consider 2 to 3 times a week. If you needed light housework, depends on how much you and Horace mess up the house. But again, maybe once a week, twice a week, you know, just to come in and do a nice little deep cleaning.
And what about driving us around?
The
grocery stores, et cetera.
Right. You can also do that. You could choose one day just to go grocery shopping. So, like, let's say you did it, you went grocery shopping once a week for 3 hours. There's your one day a week, you know? You can split up your time the way you need it the most. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
it just has to be 3 hours consecutive or more.
Yeah, I got you about that.
Yeah, because nobody's going to want to go in and assist anyone for an hour.
Right.
A day and or 2 hours, come back later at night, and that's not going to happen. That's not workers.
Do you have a driving service that would drive like to Johns Hopkins from Lancaster?
So it's a home care agency. So our caregivers usually do come with reliable transportation, and if you have your own vehicle, they can utilize your vehicle to take you where you need to go.
Okay, even that far.
Well, how far are you talking?
Baltimore, Maryland.
No, they're not allowed to leave the state, ma'am.
That's what I wondered.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I have enough information, and I'll have my
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my direct number. Let me know when you're ready. And I'm also going to submit a referral on your behalf and Mr. Horace so the agency can follow up with you.
Okay.
And assist you further, right. Okay?
Yeah, I have a pen, so.
Yes. So the name of the agency is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Okay. Family First Care.
The agency's phone number is 267.
267.
551.
551.
7410.
7410.
My name is Jasmine.
Thank you okay, I'll write that down.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to see if someone's available to send you information that you can read. 1 second.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm just going to see who's available for you, okay?
Okay.
Please hold. Ms. Priscilla, how do you spell your name?
P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A.
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N?
Correct.
Thank you. Ms. Priscilla, I'm going to have somebody get back to you, okay? I'm going to submit the referral now. I haven't gotten a response back from anyone that's available here at our end, okay? But I'm going to have somebody reach you again, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Ms.
Priscilla,
thank
good
you.
Luck to you and Mr. and your husband, Horace, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Priscilla, hang in there. Uh-huh, call me if you need me. Bye-bye.